Close your eyes and watch your breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel it in the body. Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself if long breathing feels good. If it does, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. What feels good right now? It's going to change from day to day. The important thing is you pay full attention to the breath. Any other thoughts that come into the mind, you've got to say no to them right now. Because if you have only part of your attention with the breath, then you don't learn very much. You need to give it your full attention. Don't get distracted by other thoughts. Because these thoughts are like little germs. And there's a pandemic going on right now. A pandemic of greed, aversion, and delusion. It's all over the world, all over society, from the high levels down to the low. You want to make sure that you don't pick up the germs. You've got to develop your internal resistance. And the best way to resist the germs coming from outside is to resist the germs inside first. Because it's not the case that your mind is sitting there perfectly pure and other people come and pollute it with their ideas. You have germs of greed, aversion, and delusion as well. You see this especially as you're trying to get the mind to be quiet. There are the qualities they call hindrances. These are things that come up in the mind. There's sensuality, which is a form of greed. There's ill will, which is a form of aversion. And then there's sloth and torpor. Restlessness and anxiety and doubt. These are all forms of delusion. You've got these germs already, so learn how to resist them. When sensual desire comes up, remind yourself that real happiness comes from within, doesn't come with things outside. As for ill will, when that comes up, ask yourself, why do you want to see other people suffer? What do you gain from that? You don't gain anything at all. And wanting other people to suffer is a form of wrong view. So develop thoughts of goodwill for all. And that way you're more bound to treat other people well. As for the forms of delusion that come up, you learn how to say no to those as well. And learn as you learn how to say no to those coming from inside, then you build up your resistance. Then when you're exposed to the germs coming from outside, you don't pick them up. You can say no to them. Because after all, the ones that are hardest to say no to are the ones that come from inside. You deal with them as you're meditating when they're small, but they're just beginning. Then it's easier to recognize them when they just begin outside as well. So learn how to say no to your defilements. See them as germs. These are diseases in the mind. And think of the Buddha as our doctor. Mental diseases are not just people going crazy. It's just giving in to greed, aversion, and delusion. These diseases are all over the world. So does make sure that you're safe from the pandemic. Make sure you deal with the germs inside first. And practice this every day. Brush our teeth every day, wash our face every day. Clean out your mind every day. Make it healthy. Because a healthy mind is what you need to deal with the world at large. Build up your resistance inside. The rest of the world may be going crazy with disease, but as long as you stay healthy, you're not spreading the disease to anybody else. So you're benefiting and other people are benefiting as well.